Today is Friday, July 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just realized I was supposed to call Wendy yesterday. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I forgot I was supposed to call Wendy Cameron yesterday, and she needs help. I can't provide any mental help or, anything like that, but I can provide podcasting help. I need to put on my cape. So I guess I have to call her after I record this show. And then if she's not available, I can talk to her tomorrow because I'm free tomorrow. Oh my God, the end of the work week. It's so hard going back to work after you are on vacation, especially like a long vacation, because I was on a 2 week vacation. I feel like it took me this entire week to catch up. So you're off 2 weeks and then you're catching up for another week. You lose 3 weeks of productivity. But anyway, so, you know, we were wrapping up the cruise and talking about the weekend on the last one. Mark and I are just kind of settling back into a routine. I will say this. I know I talked about the hole in the porch just because I mowed and I weed eated and it revealed this hole, you know. So we have there's a roof. I don't know how to describe it. There's an area of our back patio. The roof extends out over it and there's concrete. So it's almost like they probably just extended the foundation, but it's a porch. It's not screened in or anything. It's just a porch with a roof over it. One day I want us to put like a television out there and put a little kitchen when we get our hot tub. But we need a deck built and all that kind of stuff. And as you guys know, well, I was going to extend the patio. And the last guy who came out said because of our yard isn't completely flat, that it would be super expensive to extend the concrete because there would be all this leveling and all this massive amounts of concrete that would have to be poured to make it all level. He said, you probably just want to go with a deck. He said, I bet extending that patio would be $50,000 at least. I was like, oh my God, $50,000. Anyway, so we're not getting a hot tub until we figure out that, which we never will. So I guess we're never getting one. But all of that being said, next to the edge of the porch, which is concrete, I discovered a hole. There was a little hole on the other side one time. And last year, I could have sworn I saw a snake or a lizard or something scurrying into it one night when I turned on the light, but I never saw it again, so I wasn't sure. It could have been a mouse, who knows. So anyway, Lamont Cranston says, and by the way, we have an exterminator, but I'm not sure that they do a great job. Maybe they're only focusing on insects. We don't have the best luck finding good workers around here. Lamont Cranston says, I would call exterminators ASAP before whatever is living under your house reproduces. I mean, yeah, I need to. I'll call somebody, but this is the first time I've seen a hole this big. It actually looks the size of a rat or something larger. I'm not sure that a rabbit could get in there or like a possum, anything that big. But it's certainly larger than like what a snake or a lizard or something small like that. So and I did read that, you know, if you have a horrible problem with some different types of animals, they can dig a lot of tunnels and it can cause your foundation to have problems. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows, really? So that was just, I just wanted to answer that tweet with a long aside. As I do, I tend to have these asides. So this week I've been mainly working. We bought groceries on Monday because I just did not feel like doing anything over the weekend. And we were keeping my parents' dog, Shane. He coughs so much. He would wake us up. If it wasn't jet lag waking us up at 3 a.m, it was Shane waking us up, coughing a lung out at 3 a.m. Now my parents are giving him gabapentin because, and I think that's some kind of narcotic pain reliever or something. I don't know. He had some surgery. And I guess the vet prescribed gabapentin. He had some cancer removed from his foot. He's just in bad shape. He's old, okay? And they must have prescribed gabapentin, and my mom noticed the coughing stopped. Because as I've described before, he has some condition they can't even figure it out that makes him cough. And at one point she said collapsed trachea or collapsing trachea. She said bronchitis one time. I don't know. Heart failure also can cause you to cough, like if your lungs are filling with fluid. I don't know. But she noticed that his coughing reduced a lot. So my mom talked to the vet and said, hey, we noticed he stopped coughing when we were giving him gabapentin. And the vet said, oh, well, you know, he's older, might as well keep giving it to him if it's making him feel better. And he's coughing less. We gave it to him. He was still coughing. I mean, just coughing. He would stop coughing long enough for us to fall asleep and then 2 or 3 a.m. start coughing again. Ugh. Anyway, so we did our grocery shopping Monday night and you know, nothing exciting there. I spent a couple of evenings working on Pride 48 stuff because I needed to send another email to folks and tell them, remind them that they needed to do technical training or at least test their setup. So if you are a Pride 48, if you're going to be on streaming on the Pride 48 weekend, please make sure. I know most of you who have done it before. In fact, I don't think we have any new podcasts this year that have not streamed before. But if but please test. The user IDs that we emailed out and all of the streaming information works 24 hours a day from now until the Thursday before the event. So like Wednesday at midnight or whatever. Because I need a day to make sure everything is set up correctly for the event. And so I just don't want people streaming, on that Thursday or Friday. So I can just give myself a little bit of time to make sure everything is set up. And anyway, so please do that. Please test it out. And if you can't get it working, there is a link to sign up for technical help that was sent to you in 2 different emails. So if you can't figure it out and you need help, please go and sign up for that. The sooner the better, because the technical training stops on Wednesday as well. So I sent out an email, a mass email to everyone who's participating. I made some updates to the technical stuff so that people could test their streams. I sent a script to Auntie Scott so he could record our bumpers for the beginning of day, end of day, which I had completely forgotten about. Last year I asked Daniel to do it, but I totally spaced it because I was going on this vacation. I felt so bad. Because only giving him a week to get everything recorded. I don't know how long it takes him, but he's a professional. I'm sure he's quick. But he also adds the music and everything, and I know editing that stuff takes some time, so I felt bad. But he responded like a doll that he is and said that it was no problem at all. And I appreciate his patience with me because, I've been very scatterbrained because of this vacation. Although it was super fun. On Tuesday, I was trying to record Throwing Down with Joe Batanz, and my Mac Mini died. I thought I was going to have to buy a new Mac Mini. I was so embarrassed, okay? Because, this is so stupid. I have all of this set up here in my studio. I have lights. The other thing is, this light that I have that I use sometimes when I do video was flickering off and on occasionally. My Mac Mini was dying. It came back on the next day, but then it died again. I was like, what the hell is going on? I was on meetings at work, and this light kept coming on and flashing in my face. So I finally figured out that The extension cord, the surge protector that I'm using, was getting bumped when I would move my feet around, and it was causing it to, it has a switch on it, and it was causing it to turn off and stop delivering power. And when it would come back on, the light would flicker, but it was also, that's what my Mac Mini is plugged into. Ugh. And I'm always kicking around with my feet, and I have a little stool under there that I prop my feet on sometimes, and that was kicking the, anyway. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So there's no problem with my Mac Mini, other than maybe I fried something by keeping unplugging it over and over again accidentally. So yeah, that's pretty much everything. I finished work super late today, like 5:30 on a Friday. That's horrible. But still so much going on at work. And I'm looking forward to Mix Minus tonight because I haven't recorded with Daniel in 3 weeks. So I have a lot to talk about, and yeah, just a lot to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.